We're now going to have a reading from the Bible, which Sarah's going to do for us. It's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, over here we have... What have we got over here? Everybody tell me? Stable? Stable? I don't think it's half asleep this morning. Right. Stable and the manger. And we've got various people coming into the manger. We've got Mary and Joseph. And we've got the innkeeper and the shepherd. And then a bit further over, we've got the three kings. Well, this morning we're going to imagine that we can speak to some of these people and hear their stories. And we're going to start off with the innkeeper and his wife. So here's the innkeeper, you see, with his lantern, showing Mary and Joseph the way into the stable. And David and Catherine are going to come and tell us the story of the innkeeper and his wife.
Remember that night long ago, the census time, on the hills, there was snow. Remember the hustle and bustle and din, people all queuing to stay in the inn.
Oh yes, strange night, I remember it well. People and animals, the noise and the smell, drunks in the doorways, yobs in the yard, yelling for ale, and their faces so hard.
Yes. That couple who came, remember the pair? She was a girl with long brown hair, heavy with child, shivering and white. We had no room for them that night.
But we gave them the stable, didn't we, eh? You put in some fresh bales of hay. She gave birth there, or so we heard. Next day, they were gone without a word.
Something strange happened that night. A star woke me up. It was shining bright. I thought I heard music filling the air, and yet there was stillness everywhere.
Not quite, my dear, for I looked out. I saw some shepherds scurrying about. Strange for them to be in town, leaving their sheep on the hills around.
Next day, I found a lamb in the shed. The girl, the babe, the man had all fled. A tramp was lying outside the door, and it was as it had been before.
Yes, strange night. Have you heard the news today? A new prophet has arisen, they say. Some call him Messiah, some say he's a fake. I wonder what kind of difference he'll make.
I can't believe it was so long ago. That strange night of the census, you know. It must be 30 years, I'd say. I wonder where that child is today.
Thank you, Catherine and David. So that was the innkeeper and his wife's story. We're now going to have another reading. And this is from Luke 2, verses 8 to 16. The shepherds and the angels.
there were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day, in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. And we've now, let's have a look at our nativity again.
So, we have a shepherd. Now, shepherds were quite poor people in Jesus' time, and they weren't very highly thought of. But let's see what our shepherd has to say. And Tom's going to be the shepherd for us this morning.
My name is Daniel. I'm a shepherd. I want to tell you about this most amazing thing that happened to me. I'm sorry if I've told you this before, but it is truly amazing. Me and the others were out in the fields above Bethlehem taking care of the sheep. You know, the usual team, James, Reuben, Zechariah, and me. We were sitting around the fire, chatting as usual, when suddenly there was this blinding light in the sky. That certainly wasn't usual. And then this angel appeared, just sort of floating in the sky. We were terrified. But the angel then said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day, in David's town, your Saviour is born, Christ the Lord. This is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Then suddenly, a huge, great army of angels was up there in the sky with the first one, singing at the top of their voices, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." I'm surprised they didn't hear that racket in Bethlehem and come out to see what was going on. Anyway, as suddenly as the angels appeared, they were gone again. The four of us sat there in shock for a while. Then we all started talking at once. When we had calmed down a bit, we decided we had to get down to Bethlehem as fast as we could to see if what the angels had said was true. But how did we know where to go? Somehow, we just did. And can you believe it? It was in a stable at the back of an inn where we found them, a man, a young woman, and the baby. It was just unreal, but at the same time, very real. We told the man and the woman about the appearance of the angels and what they had said. We also told anybody else who would listen. We just had to tell everybody. I don't know if they all believed us, though everyone seemed amazed by our story. My life hasn't been the same since that day, you know. I've been going to the synagogue a lot more and questioning the priests about the prophecies in the scrolls. I feel that I've been specially chosen, specially favoured for some reason. I don't know why at the moment, but I'm going to do my best to find out.
And now we're going to hear about another of our characters. Remember, traditionally we think there are three wise men, but we don't know because it doesn't say in the Bible. All we know was there were three gifts. And we're going to hear the story of Melchior in a few minutes, but first of all, we're going to have reading from the Bible, which is going to be done by Stephen.
Reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. Visitors from the East. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea, during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote: Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way, they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were! What joy was theirs! It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. And then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod.
And now Chris is going to read to us the story from Melchior's point of view.
My name is Melchior. I am one of the Magi, and I come from Persia. I am a scientist and a scholar who studies the stars and is able to interpret dreams. I am very old now, though I wasn't that young when I made that journey to Bethlehem. But let me start at the beginning of my story. As I said, I study the stars. On this particular night, I was staring up at the sky, as usual, when, much to my amazement, I saw that a totally new star had appeared in the east. I couldn't believe it. I remembered what I had read of the old Jewish prophecies. This meant that a new king had been born. I sent my messengers to my fellow magi, Gaspar and Balthazar, to ask if they too had seen the star. Yes, they had. We agreed to meet to check the old scrolls to make sure we had understood the prophecies correctly. Yes, we were right. The star heralded the birth of a new king. We decided that we had to go to see this new king. He must be very special to have a star appear in his honor. We said we must take gifts, but what? Gold, I said. That's a gift fit for a king. I'll take that. The others chose some strange gifts, though. Caspar said he would take some incense, frankincense, because the prophecies foretold that this king would be divine, a god. Balthazar chose myrrh, something you put on dead bodies. I couldn't see how that was suitable for a new baby, but Balthazar said that it was foretold that this child would die. Well, I didn't think we should mention that to his parents. We discussed where the baby would be born. Well, I said, if he is a Jewish king, probably in the palace in Jerusalem. So off we set, with servants and guards and supplies, traveling at night so we could follow the star. Night after night we rode. It was a long and tough journey, particularly for an old man like me. But at last, Jerusalem came into sight. We sent one of the servants to find us somewhere to stay. We went at a slower pace, stopping here and there to ask passers-by, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews?" We said we had seen his star in the east and had come to worship him, but they all shook their heads in puzzlement. "The only king here is Herod," they said, "and he certainly isn't you. You must be mistaken." Word of our inquiries must have reached Herod's palace, because suddenly we were surrounded by soldiers. "His Majesty King Herod wants to see you at the palace now," we were told. "Come with us." We were led into the palace by a back route. I got the impression that we were not meant to be seen. We met with Herod and a few of his advisers in a small, out-of-the-way room. "I hear you're looking for a new king, a Messiah," Herod said. "I have consulted the chief priests and teachers of the law, and they tell me this new king is to be born in Bethlehem." He questioned us closely about what time the star had appeared. He then asked, "Could we go to Bethlehem and make a careful search for the child?" When we found him, we were to come straight back to him to let him know where the child was, so he could come and worship him. I wasn't quite sure what to make of that request. Herod had a smile on his face, but I felt there was something not quite right in the tone of his voice. Anyway, we set off to Bethlehem, and oh, what joy! There was the star again, seemingly going ahead of us to show us the way. Eventually, we saw Bethlehem in the distance. The star seemed to be hovering over one of the houses. Could it be that we had at last found the baby king? With great excitement, we dismounted from our camels and headed towards the house. I knocked on the door. "Come in," a man's voice said. I opened the door and entered. The man was standing protectively in front of a young woman holding a child. We knew at once that this child was the king we had been searching for. We fell down on our knees and worshipped him. We presented our gifts. I don't know what the young woman made of them. She just smiled and said thank you. It was a very brief encounter, but it totally changed me. I feel that I have been part of some momentous event in history, though I don't know exactly what. Needless to say, we didn't return to Herod to tell him where the child was. In fact, all three of us had had the same dream, warning us to go home a different way.
"I brought some gifts this morning." "Right. Can you see who it's for?" "Peter. To God, love from Rosemary. Right, so I was thinking, if I had to give a gift to God, what would he like and what could I give him? So I thought, first of all, he might like me to spend more time in prayer. So that's the first gift for him. And then I thought, he definitely would like me to be more patient with people. And last of all, I thought he wanted me to trust him even when things go wrong. Like your computer crashing the night before you've got to prepare a service. It's amazing what prayers can do. It suddenly came back to life just long enough for me to do the sprint out the service. So thank you very much, God, for that. So those are my gifts for God. And when you came in, you were given a little card. For those who haven't got a card, there are lots of spare ones here. So I think, Tracy, you have a card. And on here, I'd like you to write a gift you would give to God. So it could be something that you want to change in yourself or to change in the world. Anybody else not got one? Come on. You got one too, Charlie. Come on, have that one. No, give it to Mummy then. Okay, we'll give one to you for Mummy. That's it. 2 pence. Well, 1 pence. Okay, so have a think then. What would you give to God? Oh, you brought up harder. Right. Okay, everybody else got one?
So perhaps a change which you'd like God to bring about this year?
Something which could be improved, perhaps in you or in your life. Just have a think and think, what would you like to write down? Once you've done that, what we're going to do, we're going to hang them on the Christmas tree. So you have got a little ribbon at the top. Okay, so when you're ready, if you'd like to come and put them on the tree. If anybody needs a bit of help, then just put your hand up and I will collect your gift.